Has the government handed a victory to the far right by abandoning its plans to house asylum seekers at the former Crown Paints plant in Coolock in Dublin? The site was the scene of violent clashes last year between Gardaí and protesters. The Department of Justice blamed its U-turn on planning delays, value for money concerns and the amount of work needed to bring the site up to the required standard and the welfare of any future residents. But opposition parties say the decision plays into the hands of violent protesters. Well, we're joined in our studio now by the Minister of State for Migration, Colm Brophy, and by Eoin Arirdon, Labour Party MEP and his party spokesperson on Dublin. You're both very welcome to the programme. Eoin Arirdon, if I could start with you. You've been very critical of the decision to scrap the plans to put an IPAS centre on this site. Hadn't this, though, become an unviable location for a centre like that?
Only because the department made it bags of it. And they've also made it bags of this announcement because we couldn't find the government representative on Friday to say anything, to give any understanding as to why this decision was made. At the beginning of the process, we had Department of Integration officials on the ground, speaking to people like myself, other political reps. The amount of goodwill that they were dealing with was probably unparalleled anywhere in the country. They had every political party, every political representative on board. Obviously, it's a challenging situation. The numbers that we were talking about, somewhere between 500 and 700, was something we're going to have to deal with. But we also engaged them in one meeting, one at the off. And the officials that we were dealing with said that they wanted just to meet politicians and they'd meet community representatives on a separate occasion. We said that wasn't a good idea. We had everybody in the room. But we spoke to them individually about the type of need that's in the area that has to be addressed if this is going to be a success story. And what happened was, so it could have been a template for a success story. We could have, at this point in time, if it had gone ahead, proven that Coolock and North Dublin is a success story because the government and government departments looked at the area, the various different challenges that were there, they responded to those challenges and they integrated these new families into the area. What happened then was, we had effectively one meeting. We had a sense where we felt that the protesters had more information than anybody who was trying to work with a sense of goodwill. And it feels now at this point that the protesters effectively have won because the project has been pulled. And I've been talking to people on the ground and people who work in community organisations who say that this will take years to get over. Years, the tension and the mismanagement by government.
All right. Well, let's put it to the government minister who is sitting next to you there, Minister Colm Brophy. There were multiple factors listed by the Department of Justice on Friday for this U-turn. But does it come down to safety, the safety of the people who would have been housed at that site and the protesters who had mounted sustained protests? There were multiple fires lit at that site. There were threats against construction workers and so on. Does it come down to the safety of the people who would have been there?
It comes down to the fact that I'm a new minister and it comes down to the fact that I have a new view on how we should be progressing in this area. I've made it very clear, along with Minister O'Callaghan, that we want to see a programme that is going to be led by having state-acquired property, state-run IPAS centres, and that we believe that this is a process we should start to engage in, because in the long run, it's a process that will actually be good for the taxpayer, because it's part of a process of saving the taxpayer money in this area. So the focus that I want to see moving forward is that we will move into that area in terms of how we will look primarily. Mm-hmm. We will still have a requirement for IPAS centres. We will still need to look and acquire them. But we have, and we do learn from every experience, and particularly around things like community engagement and like making sure that we have a pathway from when we have an announcement right the way through to the opening of
but
a centre.
But have you not handed every single community in the country which is opposed to an IPAS centre in their locality the model now for how to get rid of it by using threats, by using violence, by using intimidation and intense opposition?
No, because that won't actually work. What is actually important to remember is that we have many, many IPAS centres operating right around the country. We have very good community buy-in. We have communities and people who are in IPAS centres working together, coming together, regarding themselves as part of a greater or more integrated community. And we have a model, we believe, through our community engagement team and through the work that myself and Minister O'Callaghan want to do in this area to make sure that we will have a programme which has also got a very good state-owned and state-run facilities. And I think that's going to be part of making the operation of IPAS a success. It'll also be linked, by the way, to a newer system which will come from the Migration Pact, which will see much tighter and shorter processing times, down to 12 weeks for the vast majority of people, which will also see a benefit in the long run in terms of the cost to the taxpayer and getting people through the system quicker, so which is fairer to them and fairer to communities.
What do you say, though, to groups like Coolock Says No, who describe this as a great victory and an inspiration to the rest of the country, and who say that they have defeated the government?
I'm not responsible for what groups want to say. I'm going to say quite clearly on behalf of the government that we will continue with a programme which we believe is based on community engagement, which we believe is based on having to meet our international obligations in terms of how we must provide accommodation, and also doing that in the fairest and most effective way, so as that we're providing value for money for the taxpayer and we're providing a firm, fair and effective system that works for both people going through it and communities who have it based in their community.
Eoghan Reardon, there are elected politicians on the left with whom your party often shares a platform, most notably in Sinn Féin, who say that IPAS centres should never be considered for a site like this, that they should not be put in disadvantaged areas which lack the resources that more affluent areas have, and that those communities should not have to bear the additional burden of housing asylum seekers on top of dealing with the deprivation already exists in their area.
You can ask them that question. All I can say locally is that every single political representative from every single political party, I think, acted with honour and good faith in relation to this particular site. I want to agree with the Minister on one thing, that the future has to be state-owned sites. That's true. But the government made it bags on two levels. One, I've been calling for years for a national information programme, a massive campaign from the government that will fill the vacuum of misinformation, to tell the people in unambiguous terms what the rights and obligations of the state are, what the numbers are, what they get, what they receive, what money they get, and how the process has worked. That hasn't been done. I know more about how to spend or to pay the TV licence than I know about this issue that has crept up on us over the last number of years and is causing such tension in local communities. So they haven't bothered to do that. Secondly, on the local issue in terms of Coolock, we all said there is a local campaign from a football club for an all-weather facility. Just be mindful of that. Do something about that. There's a Dublin 17 schools network that require multidisciplinary support, and they're asking for that. Do something about that. Do something about the waiting list in terms of interventions and assessments. Do something about that. Make this a success story, so when people realise and they open up their hearts and their minds to this centre, that their community actually benefited. None of those things were addressed. Now the state, in the people's eyes, are walking away from this site, which also means that they feel they're walking away from their obligations to sports facilities and young people in schools. And now we have, I met a young person a couple of days ago who said that she was from Coolock, and the next thing out of her mouth, she said, but by the way, we're not all racist. And that's what this mismanagement by government has done to young people in that community who now feel ashamed of where they're from.
Minister, address the two points.
Well,
information and facilities that are needed.
Absolutely.
It actually absolutely is a template
for any aggressive group.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. There's no point you and me starting a shouting match. It's really important that we do have information. Absolutely, it's a commitment in the programme for government. It's something that I view as a central part within. I think it's really important because the narrative around migration must not only deal with what we're dealing with and discussing here today, but must also deal with the fact that migration is something that can be of huge benefit to our country. A lot of our key services are provided by people.
But up to now, you haven't provided that information for people. And it is something...
is as a new minister who's coming in, who has had a ministry, which is the first time there's been a minister for migration, Minister of State for Migration, that I'm absolutely determined to address that particular issue around information, because I think it's an absolute central point. And just in terms
we're
of...
waiting 3 years for it.
In terms of... I'm only literally in office a few months.
Your government isn't, in fairness.
And can I just make the point that in terms also... of community recognition. I mean, there was a previous community recognition scheme, and I think there is importance of actually working with communities around how if they are impacted, how we can work with them and work it to enhance. So it's because the one key thing that comes through, to finish on this point, is that when IPAS centres are up and going, communities and the IPAS centre integrate together, and there's a lot of goodwill comes out sometimes of through sport and through community organisations.
I want to ask the Minister a specific question, and it relates to City West Hotel in Dublin, because there was a report on the Irish Times yesterday stating that the government is close to purchasing the hotel and is planning a big expansion at that facility. Is that what is happening?
First of all, I'm a Minister of State. I am not aware of what goes into Cabinet on Tuesday. I want to be absolutely clear.
You're the Minister for Migration. Are you telling us that you don't know what's going on?
I am aware of what was reported in the Irish Times. I think it's really important, and I said this earlier on in the contribution, both myself and Minister Callaghan are actively supporting a state-run and purchased scheme where we will own and provide services directly by the state.
But you just spoke to us a few minutes ago about providing openness and transparency and telling people what's happening. So is the state going to buy that hotel, and is there going to be 1,000 extra people accommodated at that site?
I cannot comment on what is going to Cabinet on Tuesday, for the very simple reason that as a Minister of State, I am not a member of the Cabinet, so I don't have access to it. I have the same level of knowledge that you have, which is you've read an Irish Times report and I've read an Irish Times report. So you're asking me to actually say something as if I knew, when I don't actually have access to
Justin,
it. And I'm being,
this is part of the problem.
I am being absolutely factual in terms of that. And I think the minister is responsible
for migration, and you don't know whether the government is buying a hotel and going to accommodate an extra thousand people there.
I am absolutely aware of our programme, of what we're looking to purchase. I am not aware of the specific memo that is going to Cabinet on Tuesday. I can't comment any more than that. You can keep asking me, but I can't comment any more than that, because it is a memo that goes to Cabinet. When it goes to Cabinet on Tuesday, what is in that will become public. There is a report in the Irish Times, which I'm absolutely aware of, but I will emphasise
two things.
I am only aware of the report in the Irish Times. What goes to Cabinet, I will become aware of when the Cabinet announcement is made of what is taken up by Cabinet.
There's no information campaign. There's no national information campaign. But what we do have, we have now performative deportations where the Minister is delighted to take interviews about sending people back to Georgia. So we won't have a national information campaign around immigration. So all this...
Hold on.
The Ministry for Justice from 2011 till earlier this year. And then you're saying to me that you're only in the door 5 minutes and sure, give me a chance.
It's unbelievable.
The lack of leadership when it comes to this. And now you've had 37
people.
You have 37 arson attacks on IPAS centres around the country, or potential IPAS centres. You have a situation now where you've walked out of Coolock. You have any amount of tension that people are going to have to recover on the ground, and you won't be around to fix it. And you don't have a national information campaign after 14 years in the job.
It's very disappointing, it can be quite clear that it's easier
for people just to walk a million miles away from this. We all try to show leadership on the ground. The leadership that wasn't shown was by government.
All right. Just show a little bit of leadership by listening to what I said.
Can I get clarity from the minister then?
Will there be a national information campaign?
I want to put a national information campaign around migration in place. Brilliant. I think it's really important.
5 years too late?
Well, as I say, if you want to play politics with it, that's absolutely grand. I want to be positive. You're behaving almost street politics now. You're shouting me down every time I talk.
Minister, can I just ask you, when is that national information campaign going to start?
What I want to do is to work with my officials to put in place a migration information campaign. I'm absolutely determined to do that and to get that right, because I think migration is a key issue that should never be addressed by what we just heard here. I will come back to you with all the information on it. Can I just address that type of rubbish? It's a commitment in the programme for government that's clearly outlined, so it's hardly just thought of. Thank you.
We're out of time. Minister for Migration Colin Brophy and Labour MEP Éan Oridhan, thank you both for coming in to talk to us today. After the break, more than 100 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli bombs in Gaza. We'll get the details.